Father, we thank you this morning for your presence and what grace you've placed on us this week. We thank you for seeing eyes and hearing ears and hearts that understand. Precious, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, precious Holy Spirit, we invite you in this place to do exactly what you want to do and how you want to do it. We expect it no different from you to be a good God to us and to speak to every situation. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We're going to go directly into the Bible in Isaiah 58. I'm just going to deal with that. I receive, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. I receive it. In Isaiah 58, 6, I don't think it can be no clearer verse. But what we discussed with you, that there's a negative way, or there's a, this morning I come up, there's a fake way to fast, F-A-K-E, or there's a faith way to fast. And it's just like Satan, when we come to revelation of something, he don't mind you trying to do something, he just don't want you to do it right. And so if you don't do it right, you won't have the right of manifestation and demonstration from it. So the Bible teaches right and wrong fasting. Remember in Matthew's, Jesus taught us two ways to fast. And then here in Isaiah 58, we get the same thing, that they fast, but they wasn't fasting according to the fast that God wanted them to fast. Now, I'm going to spit out a lot of things this morning because this is this Friday morning. But here in Isaiah 58, 6, just to read the pivotal verse, he said, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen?" Now, not meaning that if you read that, you would think that he has to set the fast all the time. It doesn't mean that. It means a fast that coordinate with the way I want you to fast. You got that? It's a fast that you set according to the standard I have given you to go by. Because God always knows. That's why I tell you, he teach you the positive and the negative, because he always know that once you begin to sense that he's trying to show you something, that Satan going to try to give you a mimic, a Mickey. Right, sir. Yeah. And so what God do is say, now, yeah, this is, people can stop eating. Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. And they can call it a fast. Yeah. But right. If their heart, if they're not separated, if they're not available for sanctification, if they're not available, see, going on doing the same thing, they're not available for holiness. And if their righteousness does not become stronger within them, it's not the fast I call. You following that? And so we had to be real mindful. He do the same thing. He did the same thing with prayer. He'll do the same thing with tithe and offering, giving. He'll do the same thing. We noticed the man who was at prayer with that publican. He was bragging about he fast twice a week. Remember that? And I pay my tithe, it wasn't accepted. Wow, I don't want to go through without eating. And then come around, I am no better off. I'm no stronger in the spirit. I don't have no more revelation. I'm no more closer to God. But I just missed some meal. And that's what he wants, you see. It's so strong. In that sixth verse, he says, again, in that sixth verse, he says, and not... this is the fast that I have chosen. And he says some things should happen to loose the band of the wickedness, to undo the heavy burden. You know, I sort of saw that in the spirit. I've seen Jesus coming back out of the wilderness after 40 days and 40 nights. The Bible says, and I think in the 14th verse of Luke 4, he returned in the power of the Spirit. And then his ministry, verse 32 and 36, his word was, he spoke astonishing words. Yes, where it would knock you off your feet, because he had fasted properly for 40 days and 40 nights. But then what I thought about in the spirit, there's such a coordination between Luke 4:18 and the sixth verse. I don't know if you ever seen that. Peep at it. Luke 4:18, when he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. It's almost called record to this fasting in Isaiah 58:6. Look at it. It almost calls a correlation of power that it seemed that it is emanating from both verses. Because I know that when you fast, your anointing is risen. I can't hear you. See, your anointing rises because your flesh begin to submit and your spirit begin to rise. Yeah, so Jesus, I believe that the Spirit of the Lord was upon Jesus. Yeah, let's talk about that a few minutes. In Luke 4:18, in a powerful way because of the 40 days and 40 nights. You know your anointing can increase, right? Yes, you also know it can decrease, right? Yes, all right. So I just want you to look at that coordination. But I think when we touch about right and wrong fasting, fasting has to be by faith. Make a note of that. Yes, you have to operate in faith to fast. You can't flash fast. You got to still concentrate on other principles that God have taught you. But we know quite well, Hebrews 11:6 cover fasting too. Yes, sir. I said Hebrews 11:6 covering fasting too. Without faith, you can fast, but without faith it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he rewardeth them that diligently seek him. Right. Fasting is supposed to bring reward, but it can't bring it without faith. Right. Yes, sir. But you still got to believe. Yes, no matter what you do in this book, you still got to believe. Right. It all worked by faith. By the same token, faith worketh by love. So you fasting if your love not working, you still a failure. Now, when we think about, let's go back again and talk about Daniel fast. I reread it. Daniel actually fed, didn't eat no pleasant food, and it was one translation said he had vegetables when he was fasting. All right. But now we are talking about the Old Testament and the New Testament. And then we're talking about Daniel and Jesus. So Jesus come along. Jesus put another strut in fasting. Because when he was dealing with that woman at the well, in John 4, he was fasting. Yes, sir. Some boys trying to get him to eat. He said, I have meat that you don't know of. So fasting produced meat. Spiritual meat. Spiritual strength. Spiritual wisdom. Spiritual insight. Spiritual understanding come from a real fast. So I thank the Lord Jesus in teaching us how to fast, and then we got to go back to the fact that Jesus said, this kind come out nothing but by fasting and praying. Yes, I believe he was talking about I would call it a strict fast. Yeah. Yes, a fast where you got your body under submission and subjection, that it is not in control, and you're not eating nothing until a certain time. Now, I heard the lady ask me the question about the herb. I don't think the herb food. I think you can go ahead and take your herb. It's not food. You're separating yourself from food. The herb won't hurt you. And I don't think it telling you to get away from your medicine if you got a certain medicine. You listen to me? Yes, sir. See, we got to have balance here now, because you don't have balance. The enemy always trying to catch you in balance, and the enemy will try to kill you with the word by misinterpretation. So I don't see nothing wrong. I believe the Daniel fast, you can get close to God with it, but I don't think you can get as close as you go to a full fast. I mean, you can't go as far with a half a tank as you go with a whole tank. I mean, we just got to understand that. How far you want to go? how far you want to go. And so I've learned in a little time, I feel the Holy Ghost. I've learned in a little time that I've been fasting, that if I fast fully, my strength comes stronger. I get weaker in the flesh, but stronger in the spirit. And so when you get strong in the spirit, you won't have to worry about the flesh, because the spirit is going to carry the flesh. But the flesh can't carry the spirit. Are you following me? Are you following me? So here we see in Isaiah, they thought by going through the motion of religion without an inward reality of faith, they would be blessed with the wrong fast. You got the wrong fast and the right fast there in Isaiah 58. And so listen to this. They thought by going through the motion of religion without any inward reality of faith, they would be blessed. No. So that's why I get faith fasting versus fake fasting. And then people won't put it on God and say it's not working, but they didn't work it like God told them to work it. See, in the reality of the fast, it has to be as God said. Are you following me? I can see your eye, but you can't see mine. The Lord, now listen to this. The Lord is more interested in obedience than their ritual. See. Like many people, they had confused ritual, watch this now, listen, with relationship. Outward act with true obedience. It doesn't work, even though you haven't eaten in 3 days, but you're going through a ritual. It's not a revelation. It's not a reality to you. It has to be saturated in your heart, in your spirit. In enlightenment has to come that I'm not just, no little game I'm playing. I can't manipulate God by not eating, but I have to obey him and do it like he said do it. Actually, fasting is not for God. God don't need to fast. We need to fast. Jesus fasted because he was a man capitalizing on showing us how to do it. Hallelujah. I like that. Capitalizing on showing us how to do it. Now, fasting is to encourage a person to respond positively to God's command. You won't put a note, I'm not going to go there. Leviticus 16:29, they had that fast that call to the children of Israel. But inner righteousness, what I say? Inner is what the Lord would bless. You follow me? Yes, sir. See, fasting tap you further into your righteousness. Now, we want to see this in the book of Jonah. Chapter 3, 1 through 8, I'm not going to read all of it, but fasting to change history. Jonah, God called Jonah to go to Nineveh with a final warning of impending judgment. But they changed God. God fasting to change God. In other words, what you mean? Well, it'll drop judgment, be on the way, it'll change. If you see, because one of the aspects of fasting, now Lord, help me here this morning. One of the aspects of fasting, y'all are so good to preach to, you're easy to preach to. One of the aspects of fasting is repentance. You see, fasting will show your sin. It'll show you what caused you to stumble. Because you get closer to God, the light get brighter, and you get to understanding what's wrong here. Then you can work on it, you see. You can say, Lord, I'm sorry. You know you need to repent sometime, right? So fasting and repentance work close together. Getting it clean, getting it right so God can function, God can flow. And so Jonah had that message, but the people in that city, they got fasting. And when they fast, God changed, it changed everything. They got blessed. Fasting caused favor for the entire Jewish race. Esther was in a strange land, and they were trying to destroy through Mordecai. The man didn't like Mordecai, so he wanted to destroy everything. Then Vashti messed up and lost her place and wouldn't do what she should do. And them boys start talking about my wife. It's like if Calvin was not messing up and don't obey me, Philip probably slip up to me later, sooner or later, and say, in some roundabout way, with respect, but say, man, mom, no. And then Wilma go to look at mom. Now Wilma don't want to go nowhere. So Vashti had to be dealt with. She wasn't a leader. She was self-centered. And so in dealing with the man, hated Mordecai, and so Esther had to go up for the queenship. I'll make a word out of it. She had to go up for the queenship. And so everything was getting intensified. And so Esther told Mordecai, I'm going. But me and my girls who wait on me, we're going to fast 3 days. Didn't it? Did you? And say, you go back and tell our people I want them to fast for 3 days. I'm going before the king. But if you go before the king and not call, if he don't raise that scepter up, you dead duck. But by fasting, all I'm trying to get to here, fasting bring great favor. Fasting will cause people to do things for you. They don't know why they're doing it, but you got to hold on them by the power of God. She found favor. Yes. Yeah, she touched the end of the scepter. She touched it, and she became the queen. You know, a lot of people died because of that. The man who was against Mordecai and all his children died. Hung on the gallows he built for him. Yeah. So Esther find favor. You find that in Esther 3, 8 through 10, and 4, 15 through 17. We find that fasting helped in a time of crisis. There in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, this man got 5 armies coming against him. He don't know what to do. He done prayed, pulled every string, read every scripture, and it's still no better. And finally, he called a fast. And they began to pray, and then God spoke to a prophet. Give him a word. Tell him the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. See, fasting caused that thing to come fast. Fasting helped you in a time of crisis. Everything that broke out in your house, your children don't look like they understand nothing. The finance is not right. The boss not treating you right on work. You don't know what to do, huh? You go on a real fast. The spirit world will change for you. See, you crisis. You're going to have some crisis in life. But God always gives us a way to escape. God always gives us a way to be blessed in spite of what we're dealing with. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. So there are some things there. Now, get ready to write, because here, these are some things I got to spit out. I got to get this out this morning. Nine ways where fasting have shown to be effective. Number one, fasting primary purpose is self-humbling. Now, we can't get by that. Yeah, it's to humble you. I like the scripture. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season or due time. But it's a humbling effect. It takes the scratch out of the flesh. It takes the fight out of the flesh. The flesh come to know that it's not in control. Y'all ain't talking back to me here. Man. Y'all listening? You listen good then. See? When the Bible said, the Bible never said God was going to humble you. You humble yourself. And now we have the format now. We know it takes fasting to really humble you. Well, you can say you're humble, but that don't mean you're humble. You can act humble, but that don't mean you're humble. I want the real humbleness, me. So it creates humbleness. When you humble under God, it creates greater intimacy, greater fellowship. You see, you can have a relationship, but sad fellowship. with God. The intimate, oh my man. Draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to thee. You see, when you're fasting, you're drawing closer to God. Your spirit getting stronger because your soul now is coming into alignment because it had nothing else to control because the body is under. Fasting, another thing, renouncing the natural to invoke the supernatural. Oh my. I said it's renouncing the natural and it's invoking the supernatural at the same time. Both Israel and Jehoshaphat shows that. They did everything. Israel decided, the 8th chapter of Israel, decided, I need some information, I need some direction, but I'm not going to men. I'm going to fast and get me some supernatural direction. Whoa. Whoa. You ever need a direction? You can fast and get supernatural direction. It'll work every time. As I think about it, fasting brings a greater insight in the spirit realm. You begin to see what God sees. You begin to understand what the Holy Ghost understands. You know what we're doing here this morning? We're trying to understand the power of praying and fasting, or fasting and praying, or the blessing that fasting and praying produce in our lives. Intimacy. Insight. Wow. Invoke the supernatural. You think more in line with God. You strip yourself of the natural. You're moving in. I'm fasting today. I get stronger when I fast. In the spirit. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brother, what? Be strong in the Lord and in the power. Fasting got something to do with that. Fasting got something to do with that. Being strong in the Lord. You get stronger in the Lord when you're fasting. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So you know you need to invoke the supernatural. You're dealing with something. And you need to invoke the supernatural. Well, if you fast right, fast and pray, and treat people right, and don't gossip. So you got to cut all that off. Television, sex, you got to cut all that off. You're fasting. See, that's fasting is it brings a supernatural focus on God. Oh, hallelujah. Write that down. Fasting give a supernatural focus on God. I see him better. I see the movement God making, the movement the Holy Ghost making. I can move with the Holy Ghost. I can move at his pace. Hallelujah. Woo, Lord, that's just enough all by itself. I think I'll fast. Fast show me how God moving. Fast show me what God doing. Fast and bring me in the supernatural realm to handle what I'm dealing with. You see that? I'm excited for the body of Christ, aren't you? Wave your hand that you're excited. We're going places. See, because he can't give us a Mickey. He can't give us an imitation fasting. See, he do it every time. See, that's where religion come from. That's where tradition come from. He give you those substitute. That's the word I'm looking for. And you think you're moving in the spirit, but you're still on the siphon. But thirdly this week, the Holy Ghost is teaching us right and wrong way to fast. Thirdly, that there's different kind of fasting, but I like to follow Jesus. The fasting put Jesus in a deeper dimension of the spirit, for he returned in the power of the spirit. He handled Satan because he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. In other words, he was full of the Holy Ghost. He was led by the spirit, but that's not what no. And what no? He had his flesh fully under control. What? He had fasted 40 days. He emphasized that. He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And then the tempter came. Even though he was full of the Holy Ghost. Even though he was led by the Spirit. But the fast came in to make it more powerful. I can see that. Can't you see that? Can't you see that? It's right there in the Bible. You preach and teach different when you fast. Now, I only tell when I'm fasting for training's sake. You understand? Yes, yes. Yes, it's between you and God. Fasting was man's response to God's provision of forgiveness, cleansing, and blessing. Forgiveness, cleansing, and blessing come through fasting faster than anything else. Yes, sir. Why? Why? Your contact with God become more efficient. Let's see another way I can say it. The currents from heaven can flow to you better. See if I can say it another way. A real fast will show sin and then give you the ability to deal with it. The Bible said, thou will be in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. See, when you begin to fast, you're fasting with a purpose. You're fasting with a focus, and your mind more on God. You're doing a real fast. Another fast, your mind on the food. Now, your body going to act up. One man, if fasting was new to him, and he fasted, and he had trouble, boy. He smelled everything. He had trouble all day long. And so he made it, but it was hard. And so he got home that evening. He had a talk with his stomach. He said, all right, stomach, you give me all that trouble today, we're not eating tomorrow. And finally he got where he can fast, because your stomach will talk to you. Yeah, don't your flesh talk to you? You see? So you just got to keep training yourself. Keep developing yourself. Now this is not a part-time deal here. This is not a segment of teaching and training. Ask the Holy Ghost to help you let fasting become a lifestyle. You see what I'm saying? You know the importance of it. Don't you ought to know the importance of it by now, right? Huh? I can't hear you. And forgiveness, cleansing, and blessing go together. The more you understand in being forgiven, and the more you let the word clean you, the greater the blessing going to be. Blessing travel with forgiveness and cleansing. All right? Now, fasting was part of Jesus and the New Testament church. I mean, in the 13th chapter of Acts. Turn there. 13th chapter of Acts. My God. I mean, you know Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights before he wrote the commandment. It must be got to have some oink or gunk in there some kind of way. And then Elijah, I think he fasted 40 days, 40 nights. That woman Jezebel was behind him. He almost lost his touch with God. He was scared of that woman. she was a crazy woman, oh boy. Yeah, she told her husband what to do. You know, she told her husband what to do, kill him. We can have that God and kill him. Revelation talk about a Jezebel spirit. Sometimes a Jezebel spirit trying to get in the church. I don't know why they used to. They go through women either. Yes, y'all just the way I face it. Y'all so detailed. And the Jezebel spirit try to go through women. It's women try to be the sister in the church. Come here, I got something to tell you. No, you don't have nothing to tell me. Go tell your husband. I'm listening to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost got plans for me to mess up. He know I ain't all spirit. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. He'll tell me, the Holy Spirit tell me when I'm going wrong.
Let me go ahead and pastor according to God's will. I don't need no advisor. Got too many people talking to you. Don't go to Acts 13. All them people talking to you. Ain't nobody supposed to be up in your face but your wife. And she ought to know how far to go in your face. You want to do things right in the spirit world. Here in Acts chapter 13, give us an insight on, I like this one almost more than all. There's something said here that ignite me. Because there's something said here that I love for to happen. Anybody know what it is? The Holy Ghost said. While they was fasting, the Holy Ghost said something. Fasting caused the Holy Ghost to talk. You get over in a spiritual lane when you're fasting. And the Holy Ghost said, I got somebody to listen. I have somebody who can hear what I'm saying. Because with all the traffic, sometimes the Holy Ghost trying to talk. But all the traffic of life and the affairs of life, even though we say it a little dab prayer, but we're really not open enough for to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. But when you fast and you mean business, that's all I want to hear. I don't really want to hear nobody else. I want to hear the Holy Ghost. And so notice this. Now there were in the church, there was at Antioch certain prophet and teacher, as Barnabas and Simeon, it was called Niger and Lucius of Cyrene and Manian, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. I notice verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fast. So it looked like fasting go with ministering to the Lord. You know, they were praising. They were praying and praising and magnifying him. But I think that you can do a better job when you're fasting. Matter of fact, sisters and brothers, I don't think nothing. I know it. Just a little while I've been turning on to fasting. I recognized how strong my anointing became. You saw it all this week. Jesus, you don't have to call nobody. You here, aren't you? I mean, I just talked, the scriptures just start coming. Just flowing like rivers of living water. Insight. The Holy Ghost say something to me. That's what I've been doing all the week. See, the fasting been open the mouth of the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost is looking for an uncontaminated place, the land. And so when you're fasting spiritually, see, fasting is spiritual. When you're fasting spiritually, what happened to you, there's a cleansing, there's a consecration, there's a sanctification, there's an element of holiness. Righteousness stand up with holiness. You imagine sanctification, holiness, righteousness standing up together and consecration combining in one person. You imagine a person ready to admit, I'm wrong. Lord, you're right. Forgive me. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. And know my thought. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Yes, sir. Wow. Cleansing, man. Yes, sir. Cleanse. See, your cleansing is not your perfection. Your cleansing is your connection. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm connected. And so when I need to be directed, I receive it. So it's as if I never sinned. Satan won't prolong it. I remember my dad preaching 20-something years ago, and he come to a text in the book of Revelation, and he said, boy, I almost jumped out of my seat. He said, there's a space to repent. And if you don't use it in that space, judgment comes. God can't help you. He always give you a space. You remember the Holy Ghost bring you under conviction. But if you violate that space, that means you want to do it. So you're gonna have to deal with this. You're gonna have to receive. You got to receive what it bring along with it. But see, Satan, when you mess up, Satan can't put his hand on you immediately. There's a space. The Lord said, "No, let me work with my child a while." Remember that man asked about that tree? The Lord said, "Cut that tree down." The man said, "Give me a little time. Let me work with it. Let me dig around it and fertilize it a little more. Don't have." And then another thing is, can I go on the side a little bit here? We got to stop trying to cover ourselves with leaves. You need the blood to cover you. You see, Eve and Adam try to cover themselves with leaves. The Lord got there and told him they'd done wrong. He took them leaves off and he put some blood on them. Yeah. He killed an animal. Yeah. All right, now I'm going to tell you why Jesus cursed the fig tree. Yeah. The fig tree was full of religion. Come on. It had leaves, but no fruit. Yeah. And when it had leaves, it was supposed to have fruit. Right. And so because it was a religious covering, just a leaf, Jesus cursed it to the root. Religion is nothing but leaves. They act like they have what we have, but they don't have what we have. It just look like it. They just got leaves. We supposed to produce fruit. Why, man, you want to know why Jesus put mud on the blind man's eye? Huh? Because he would have seen too soon. Because when Jesus spoke to him, he got his eyesight. You remember talking about that secret miracle? Yeah. See, they put that old clay on his eyes so he couldn't see, so he can follow obedience. Yeah. So Jesus blind him naturally. Behind that mud, he was seen. But he didn't know it. You will receive a lot of miracles. You're going to be able to look for them better now. Because miracles will slip up on you. Everybody think miracle got to be a great outward. Everybody see. No. God send your miracle to you first. Fasting wherever you see it better. You remember what we said about the wine last night, right? Huh? Oh, I've read these scriptures for 40-something years. I got the fasting and praying, boy. The cover start coming off the scripture. I could see better, man. Come on now, take it, son. I could see better in the spirit. Almost any scripture I touch now, I see something I didn't see. See, I'm a tongue prayer, boy. I pray in tongue more than you all. I'm a tongue prayer. I pray in the morning, noon, night. I wake up in the midnight, start praying in tongue. I pray in tongue, but I found another notch to put in my gun. I find out this fasting business, brother. I didn't know much about it. I find out this fasting business is powerful. And look, notice that they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said. See, I like that. I like that. You see that? As they ministered to the Lord and man, I turned into another man. Fasted, the Holy Ghost said. The Holy Ghost said. I mean, I know by my eye raised, Satan nervous. He know y'all following me. Now he got it. Now he know he in trouble with all y'all. Ron got 20/20 vision. In the name of Jesus. I told God, I said, give him a new set of eyes, whatever way you want to do it, but we got to have it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why I came across that banister last night. Holy Ghost said, why is on you? Go to him. Wow. I woke up this morning, Marcus, my left eye is blood red. I said, Leroy Jr., he knew too. I know what it is. Don't bother me. I just put me some dark glasses on. Notice this now. Don't refrain from thinking right now. Don't refrain from receiving. Yes, sir. The Lord is showing you something. As they ministered to the Lord, it was in praise and fast. So not only do fasting increase prayer, I'm just seeing it. Fasting increase praise. Oh, let's say it another way. It didn't come out too good there. Fasting make your praise greater. So I believe not only should you pray when you're fasting, you ought to praise the Lord when you're fasting and say, thank you, Lord. You're going to come into so much revelation. You're going to come into so much manifestation. You're going to come into so much demonstration. You're going to have to sit down to catch your breath. If you follow the instruction that the Holy Ghost is giving us this week, your life is about to expand, enlarge. Oh my, the hand, the good, Israel talk about the good hand of the Lord going to be on you in a mighty way. You're going to separate yourself from ignorance and blindness of the enemy. You're going to see better, receive better, believe better, talk better. My goodness. And so as they ministered the Lord and fast, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them. And when they had fast and prayed, and laid their hand on them, they sent him away. Now notice verse 4. It's a strange thing. Notice verse 4. See, they sent him away. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. See. It really wasn't they sent him away. They were sent forth by the Holy Ghost. But they pushed them, put themselves in a position that the Holy Ghost could use them. Wow. So I'm seeing something here, Miller. I'm seeing something here. Mm-hmm. When you fasting and praying, you become like the Holy Ghost. Wow. You're not the Holy Ghost, yeah. But the Holy Ghost be so accurate in your life. Yeah, wow. Yeah. And you function like him. You function in his power. Yes. You know why? Holy Ghost, I can use this. I can use this woman. I can use this man. Yes, they're spending time before God, fasting, praying, and praising. What a combination. Fasting, praying, and praising. Consecrated, holy, sanctified, walking in your righteousness. That's why I brought before you last night Romans 12, 1 through 3. That's why I brought 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24. And I told you in 1 Thessalonians, read up ahead, because they talk about despise not prophesying, quench not the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, and abstain from all appearance of evil. And it went on. Now, let me give you a few more. Paul, let's be back here. Fasting in the early church brought supernatural revelation and created outgrowth and expansion. Fasting. I think it's presentable or proper to say this, that fasting is supernatural. So I believe there's such a thing as a supernatural fast that will invoke the supernatural. You feel this? I feel a prayer. I got two men sleeping on me. I'm going to make y'all stand up. I'm going to call you by name. Say, stand up. Because you should have went to bed last night. Well, when you get sleepy, just stand up like the rest of the people, like the Holy Ghost got you. I heard at a time in one of my dad's meetings, a man went to sleep, and he fell off his chair, and he woke up on the way down, and he said, hallelujah! Oh boy, did have some sense, huh? Hallelujah. Oh, boy, I know it when sleep get on you. Lord, have mercy. I've been in meeting when sleep got on me. I had gum. I stood up. I said, this shouldn't be happening to me. Oh, I see none of y'all never been sleepy before. Now, you're kind of afraid to go to sleep in my meeting. Them boys there done got too close to me. They're my relative. People are kind of afraid to go to sleep in my meeting because they don't know what I'm going to do. You'll wake up, I'm standing right over you. Pow! I'll be on my trial one of them this morning. Let me preach a little longer. They ain't going to sleep now. But I'm going to tiptoe out this pulpit, and I'm going to wake up, and I call them by the name, hey. Why are you sleeping in my meeting? Bow! All right. Paul presents fasting as a part of the total equipment of a true servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this now. Turn to 2 Corinthians. This is powerful. Turn to 2 Corinthians. This is powerful. I'm going to have to go over a little bit because the enemy want me to quit on time. I always disagree with him. I don't let him bluff me. He can't bluff me. I'm not going to let him. In 2 Corinthians, now listen to the statement now. Paul presents fasting as part of the total equipment of a true servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul is another man I really trust. Paul knew spiritual things. And his life, my life is so compatible. Because when he was wrong, he was wrong. When I was wrong, I was wrong. But when I came on the other side, I was strong. I stayed with it. Paul did the same thing. Are you following me? Now notice here in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4. But in all things are proving ourselves as the ministers of God. As what? In much patience, in affliction, in necessity, in distresses, in strife, in imprisonment, in torment, in labor, in watching. See it? See it? In fasting, by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfinished. Yes, sir. Paul says, fasting is part of my ministry. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can't leave it out. He said, Paul presents fasting as part of the total equipment of a true servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. What total equipment? Fasting is part of your equipment, boy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To do what you do. You understand that? Yes, sir. Y'all saw the cameraman fell out last night? The cameraman. I felt the vibration. It was like a beam when I was preaching. The anointing was going out. But I thought he was going to hold up. Man, the camera went one way. That boy went out. I say, there go the pictures. I tell you, that was a good present, wasn't it? Yes, sir. That was the Holy Ghost, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I still feel it, yeah. Yes, sir. That will be with you for a lifetime. Yes, sir. Now, I got to go a little further. Fasting is God's appointed way to bring the carnal nature, the flesh, into subjection. I told you about Romans 12:1. But I also told you about 1 Corinthians 9:27. Paul said, I'm assured of the Apostle Paul having fasting as part of his equipment in ministry. One of the ways he brought his body under subjection was fasting. See. So fasting is a appointed way to bring the carnal nature into subjection. Fasting can change history by the practice of fasting. And you talk about Jonah and Esther, both history was changed. Fasting is prelude to the latter rain. Now, I've been wanting to get to Joel. Yes, sir. Actually, that great army was locusts. Right. jumping around because, and it was eating up everything, and all the crop and everything was being ate up because of the people wasn't enclosed, because the priests, the elders, and the minister wasn't in place. And so the Lord said, the way to correct this, I want the priests, the minister, and the elders to call the fast, and I want y'all to lead the fast. Fast and talk to me about this so I can stop this army that I had to let go among you. And so that fasting, and then Joel, fasting prelude the latter rain. The outpouring. The outpouring. Fasting, you see two times, it said blow the trumpet in Zion. One time they blowed it, it was fasting time. For the elders, the priests, we leaders, right? To fast. Special responsibilities on spiritual leaders, priests, ministers, and elders to call a fast. Every now and then you ought to call your church on a fast. And I told the boy, I said, don't go too far. You ain't going on 9 days. Get your people acclimated. Acclimated in it. Once they taste it, you don't have to tell them fast no more. Once they get some manifestation and some demonstration and some fruit out of it, you won't have to tell them no more. You still here? Now, here's 9 other reasons we fast. Get ready to write. We fast in obedience to God's word. And Matthew 6:6 and 18 and Joel 2:12. We fast in obedience. God's word say fast. That's good enough for me. Huh? I don't need no second emotion. God's word say fast. Then I look in his word and I've seen the results. I've seen fasting make the Holy Ghost speak. I see fasting stop your enemy. Yes, sir. Then just turn to James 4. I know you know it, 10, but I won't turn now. Because fasting has such a great part to play with this. James 4, 10. with the dark glass, I look like the, what do you call them, blue boys, what them boys is? So I can see myself every now and then. When they turn the screen, so man, I look like the Blue Brother. Oh, to sing a song, man. humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now another word, afflict. The word afflict, or rescue my soul. So actually, fasting is for your soul and your body. See? And the quickest way to humble yourself before God is not no poem or not no little confession you make. It is a fast. So we fast to humble ourselves. We fast to overcome temptation in areas that keep us from moving into God's power. That's Luke 4, 1-2. Jesus had to fast. Jesus fast. That the Bible said there's no temptation that's not common to man. But along with the temptation, you give you a mean to escape. I believe this fasting got something to do with it. We fast to be purified from sin and help others become purified as well. Notice 1 Peter 2:11. Let's see that. 1 Peter 2:11. I'm almost through. How long it is? I'm almost through. 1 Peter 2:11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust. Look what it says. Which war against the soul. Now what the war is about? So the soul cannot come in properly alignment with your spirit. So it derail you from the Holy Ghost. See? It war against the war against the soul. Fleshly lust. War against the soul. Look in the other. This is one of my favorites here, since I found out some things about the soul. And James 1:21. Receive the engrafted word. Now, I see, Lord. He just showed me something. He just showed me something. He just showed me something. Uh-huh. Wherefore, lay apart all filth and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness. So fasting enable you to receive the word. Meekness. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You can't be arrogantly fasting like you're going to take something from God. Hallelujah. So here, these two verses. Now we fast to become weak before God. To God, so God's power can be strong. We can't pass this one up. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Give me a handkerchief, Junior. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. More gladly I rather glory in my infirmity that the power of Christ may rest on me. Now, you understand that language?
Yes, sir.
Well, what did I say there? I said we fast to become weak before God so God's power can become strong.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Other words, my sisters and brothers, we fast to become weak in the flesh so we can be strong in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Go on. And the Bible said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. He's not talking about no flesh.
Right.
He's talking about you being strong in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me give you these two or three more and I'll close. We fast to obtain God's support to accomplish his will. We just went over in Acts 13. Then you look in Acts 14, 23. Look in that. Acts 14, 23. Look at that for a minute. And when they had ordained their elders in every church and had prayed with fasting,
yes, sir.
To ordain the elders,
yes,
they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. I just want you to see that verse, to have it there if you want to do something with it. We already talked about we fast in time of crisis. We already talked about, the next one is, we fast when seeking God's direction. Now, Jeremiah 36, 6. Turn that a minute. It's a good one. How long I been preaching?
Not long.
Not long. All right, Skelton. He's still alive. He's still alive, boy. Junior and I were laughing. Said, Skelton, still here, man.
Yeah.
Cookie said, we ain't got nowhere to go. That's him, boy. We ain't got nowhere to go. Therefore, go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of the Lord in the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day. Upon the fasting day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of Judah that come out of their city. Now, I'm going to give you a statement from him. When we fast for understanding and divine revelation, that's what that voice is saying. We fast for better understanding and divine revelation. Now, I said I was going to close, but I'm not going to close right now. And Isaiah 58, we talked about, is a great fasting chapter. It tells you how to fast wrong and how to fast right. You know how to make the right choice, right?
Yes, sir.
And but it tells us about light. Light means revelation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your light will break forth like the dawn, that 8th verse says. Light, now I did some research, and light is often a picture of blessing. It is light. See, when the light come on, it show you a picture of blessing.
Yes, sir.
Then healing, health, and wholeness.
Yes, sir.
Your healing will quickly appear. in that same 8th verse, healing is spiritual restoration. Then it talks about righteousness, Phil. Your righteousness will go before you. Righteousness, you ready for this? Is high standard living. Living above the norm. Then it goes on to say, the presence of the Shekinah glory of God, the glory of the Lord, will be your real God. Protection from trouble. You talk about your real God? He's talking about, I'll protect you. Answered prayer. You will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, verse 9, here am I. Fasting produced that. Continuing guardians. The Lord will guide you always. Verse 11. Satisfaction. Contentment. Strength. The Lord will satisfy your need in a sun-scorched land. That's in verse 11. Refreshing. You will be like a well-watered garden. Like a spring whose water never fails. Hallelujah. That talk about fertility. Like a spring. Work. That's verse 11 also. Work that endure. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruin and will raise up the age-old foundation. That's in verse 12. All of these things because of fasting. Repair and restoration. I got one more, honey, and I'm going to quit. Repair and restoration. You will be called repairs of the broken wall. You will be restorers of streets with the dwelling. Physical restoration. And by seeking God first, not seeking to do as you wish, a person would find joy, not only in spiritual salvation, listen, you will feast on the inheritance of God's blessing. Prosperity. And I'll stand on your feet and lift your hand. A lot of teaching now. A lot of teaching. That's so much more. That's so much more. Say this with me. I consecrate this time with my whole heart, focusing on God and the things of God, that I may have a clear picture of his will and walk fully in it. I decree, I surrender my all to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit, to the Word of God, and yield to divine instruction and direction. Isn't that something? I decree that where I'm going in this fast, the enemy cannot come, because I'm going into the depth of God's presence to separate myself to him and his will for my life. Y'all better get these things and you'll be able to go over them, you see, in your fast. When you fast, you need to have these decrees with you. You got that phone, you know. Put them decrees in your phone. See? You always can take a sneak peek on your job. Yes, sir. Take a bathroom. I used to take a bathroom peek. But I stayed too long. I stayed 2 hours in the bathroom. My boss knew I was in there. He knew what I was doing. I believe my boss had a little fear. He was a nice man. He was a nice man.
I decree
I'm expecting the grace,
the glory,
the goodness,
the greatness,
and the government of God to reveal and release his power,
his dominion,
his authority all around me, that I may be blessed to be a blessing on his behalf.